Good morning. Today we continue our series on the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today our meditation comes from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Galatians. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. This is how it reads. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Galatians 4:4 is telling us that in the fullness of time, the Son of God came to earth and lived as a human being. This is telling us too that at the time of God's own choosing, he sent his Son to the earth. This is telling us that at the time that God determined to be best, he sent his Son to earth to be born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. God is not bound by time. God transcends time. Hence, we read in Psalm 90 and verse 4 that 1,000 years is like a day in the sight of the Lord, and a day like 1,000 years. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 is teaching us that God orchestrates the events of history. God determines the sequence and appearances of the various actors on the stage of history. And so, in God's timing, he sent the Messiah to be born of a woman to redeem wretched sinners like you and me. God has orchestrated that you should hear this broadcast right now. God has orchestrated that you should decide today what you will do with Jesus' gracious offer of salvation from sin. That Christ came to earth in the fullness of time means that he came in fulfillment of the prophetic scriptures that spoke of the coming of the Messiah. The coming of the Messiah was thus the culmination of God's plan, which existed from before the creation of the world, for a mediator between God and man. Well does the Apostle Paul declare in 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth not 1 minute early and not 1 minute late. He came at the time of God's choosing. Therefore, the right time for the Son of God to be revealed to the world was for God alone to determine. Some scholars have said, and I think rightly, that had God become man to redeem us immediately after the first sin was committed in the Garden of Eden, human pride would not have been humbled in consequence of that transgression. At the fall, humanity experienced immediate alienation from God. And so, some believe, me included, that fallen man would not have realized right away the greatness of the treasure he had forfeited. And it was good for man to prepare by prayerful longing for redemption. Thus, he would gain a keen awareness of the value of redemption and of his need for it, so that when it came, he would ardently take advantage of it. On the other hand, it would not have been beneficial to humanity if the incarnation was delayed. For if the incarnation had been delayed, human longing would have drastically turned to hopelessness and helplessness. A delay would have meant that despair would have triumphed. Therefore, God the Father, in his providence, and at exactly the right time, that is, in the fullness of time, sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. In the minds of some scholars, the fullness of time coincided with certain advances in civilization, notably the Roman roads. The Roman road system dates back to about 300 years before Christ. The Roman road system was an outstanding transportation network running throughout the Roman Empire. In all, the Romans built 50,000 miles of hard-surfaced highways. The Roman roads were built primarily for military reasons. These roads were notable for their straightness and solid foundations. Many fragments of that road system survive today. These roads were traveled on by first century Christians who undertook to take the gospel to Europe, Asia, and beyond. Thus, the first century Christians had the benefit of the Roman roads as they sought to obey the Great Commission to take the gospel all over the world. God's timing in sending forth his son Jesus to be born on the earth reflected divine wisdom. Jesus became incarnate before the invention of photography and videos. Can you imagine the unholy human obsessions that would prevail if people knew certain details about Jesus? By coming to the earth in the fullness of time, God removed a basis for people to obsess about such things as, how tall was Jesus? Was he as tall as Usain Bolt? How big was Jesus' nose? What color were Jesus' eyes? Did Jesus have bow legs? Did Jesus have a hairy chest? Did Jesus write with his left hand? Did Jesus have a six-pack stomach? No doubt this kind of personal knowledge of Jesus would be used to make unholy comparisons and unjust conclusions. This kind of knowledge would have inspired a lot of unholy commerce, unholy practices, and unholy rituals. Historians tell us that the Roman world was in great expectation, waiting for a deliverer at the time when Jesus was born. The old religions were dying, the old philosophies were empty and powerless to change men's lives. Strange new mystery religions were invading the empire. Religious bankruptcy and spiritual hunger were everywhere. God was preparing the world for the arrival of his son. Hence the expression, the fullness of the time, refers to that time when the world was providentially ready for the birth of the Savior. It is worth noting that the Lord Jesus will return to the earth in the fullness of time. He will return to earth when the time is right. And like his first coming, God the Father will determine the exact time for Jesus' return to the earth. Jesus, in Mark 13 and verse 32, said this concerning his second coming, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." Only God the Father knows exactly when Jesus shall return to the earth. But we can rest assured that the second coming of the Lord Jesus will be in the fullness of time. The Lord Jesus Christ will return to this earth not 1 minute early and not 1 minute late. Christ is not returning to bring salvation. Christ is returning to reward Christians for their works and to judge non-Christians who have spurned his gracious offer of salvation. For you, my non-Christian friend, it is full time that you should repent of your sins and surrender your life to Christ. It is full time that you repent and believe the gospel. It is full time that you surrender your life to Jesus, who came in the fullness of time, born of a woman, to redeem us from the penalty of our sins. Today is a good day to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Today is a good day to repent of your sins. Until next week, may the Lord continue to bless you greatly.